very special episode of Keep It Sample. This is the ASMR, where I just make annoying whispering noises into the microphone.
I have to fucking interrupt you. That is so fucking annoying, and it's amazing to me how many people like that shit.
And that is exactly the point that we are doing today on Keep It Sample. I'm Wes Sample, here with my brother.
I'm Drew Sample, the brother.
And instead of whispering into the microphone and making stupid sounds like, hey, what does it sound like when I tap on the microphone? Well, that's fucking stupid. That means you don't know how to speak into a microphone.
That's true. And also, too, you don't respect people's ears.
Yeah, well, so it's not just about ASMR, which is, you know, assholes simply making randomness. It is about a bunch of stupid internet trends that go on all the time. There's so many things. ASMR is just the newest one of the new. But there's been plenty of other things along the lines that have really pissed me off and made me want to slap the shit out of people.
Oh, sorry. That's
the whole scotch. Coughing. The coughing on the microphone trend.
That's not a trend. That's just something I accidentally did. I mean, sorry, listeners.
Granted, we're kind of guilty of it because we're doing a podcast right now, which is one of those annoying internet trends that everyone does.
Yeah, but everybody does them, but they just don't do them well. And we're making podcasting great again.
Back in the 60s when it was good, when the greatest generation did it.
I think it was good. It's starting to get good again, but there's just so many shows now, and it's just about dumb shit that the internet is basically what makes the internet great is also what makes it terrible.
That's true.
Because these things have probably always been around, but because of the internet, now we have to be aware of them.
Well, I mean, you've got a couple of things. You had ham radios where people could communicate back in the day, and you had radio programs before television, which were essentially what a lot of podcasts were. They were people trying to entertain with various shows and various forms of entertainment and sound effects and things of that nature. So that's one of several things. So ASMR, that's one of my big pet peeves at the moment is I've seen so many people send me links and I've met people who...
It's catching a lot of your peas, sorry.
It's okay. Everything catches my pee. I'm hung like a sample. it's one of those things that everyone... I've had people send me links. Oh, check this one out. This one's really good. Or this one's really funny. Or this one helps me go to sleep. I don't want to hear somebody whispering to me when I go to sleep. To me, that's kind of creepy.
Yeah, during this whole ASMR phenomenon, I went to a young lady's house. We're going to stay the night. And she said...
We? Was it more than you and her?
Well, it was her and I, yeah. We were gonna spend the night together.
Okay.
And she turned it on. And it was like, yeah, I listen to this before I sleep. I'm like, why and how? It just makes me relax and I fall asleep. I'm like, I listen to like a meditation thing.
I mean, there's so many different things that people can use to essentially relax themselves. I don't get it. Like some people, I just don't get it. It just doesn't work for me. It just makes annoying noises and sounds. But I'm sure that the meditation does the same for people as well.
Well, it's just like a sleep music, and it works. As soon as I turn it on, it actually helps me fall asleep. So,
like Enya can help me fall asleep.
Nah, this is just like there's no like, oh, you know, like Enya would have. It's just me. It's just like a like kind of a lowered hum. So yeah, I mean, meditation, I guess, is one that people discovered because of the internet. So I use Headspace. I'm guilty of that, but okay. It's not really, I try not to talk about it.
Yeah, that always makes for a unless great people, podcast.
Unless people,
hey, let's talk about things that
well, no, 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 unless like people accuse me of being stoned, which I do, like I do partake in cannabis, but I want people to know why I'm chill. It's like, no, I don't smoke weed all day. Like that's actually not why I'm chill. A lot of it's because of yoga and meditation that I do. And then sometimes it gets me too chill. So I have to pound coffee, so I kind of get like a killer instinct again. Because, you know, in sales and in business, you have to like...
So coffee gives you a killer instinct.
No, it just gets me... Music gets me a little bit more hostile. No, no, not the music. I don't really get fired up from a lot of music, to be honest. There's very few things that get me really fired up. But yeah. Coffee does. Well, so it's a good stimulant.
So back to the topic, which is things that about the internet. Another thing that the internet has done that really irks the shit out of me is all this stupid fucking, well, here's the ice bucket challenge.
Oh, yeah.
And this is going to raise. So because I'm not donating money for cancer, what I'm going to do is pour ice water over my head. How does that help anything?
Yeah, I thought 50 Cent's version and his challenge to Floyd Mayweather was the best.
I didn't see it. What is it?
Oh, he... Hold on. Let me...
No. Just tell it.
I'm going to insert it. So he said... the way he said it, he goes, well, I'm not... Screw this fucking ice bucket challenge. I'm going to challenge Floyd Mayweather. If you can read one page in a Harry Potter book, I'll donate to whatever $50,000 to whatever charity you want.
Did he really say that?
Yeah.
That's hysterical.
He dropped an N-bomb too, which I'm not... we're in a hotel. I can't just be quoting 50 Cent.
You're
exactly.
Also white. But
yeah, the white man doesn't have as many freedoms these days.
Well, that's a different topic for you on a different show for you.
That's true.
But... I think it's funny. So 50 Cent actually dated Chelsea Handler for a while, the comedian and talk show hostess, which I find like to be the craziest pairing.
He could get a way hotter chick than Chelsea Handler.
Well, it's not even that. It's just the pairing. Like, it just blows my mind like that those two were like, I'm really wanting to date that person. And the other one was like, I'm really wanting to date you as well.
I'm guessing Chelsea Handler can suck a mean dick. And that's why 50 Cent wanted to get with her. Curtis Jackson.
But let's be real.
Go, Kurt. Yeah, Kurt.
He could probably get a pretty good dick suck regardless.
No, I agree.
But the ice bucket challenge and the water bottle flip challenge and any fucking stupid ass challenge that's out there is designed for fucking kids in middle school. Anytime I see some fucking adult doing one of those things, I'm going to slap him across the face and be like, what the hell is your problem?
Yeah.
Like, do you ever have sex? Do you have any sort of like idea of fucking stupid?
So this is going to open up a whole can of worms for things that I hate.
Sure.
That started because of the internet and they basically became memes. If you're on the left, you use the term woke, which I fucking hate.
Woke is something. Do you know what?
If you're on the right, you use this term called red pill, which I also fucking hate. It means the same thing.
Yeah. I also hate, you're so right. Those are both terms
something
I'm
else
sick
I hate.
And tired
here's
of
something
hearing,
else I hate.
But I also hate hearing SJW. That's something that also kills my soul. But I mean, I get it, though, because there are those people, and they equally kill my soul.
But it's really identitarianism. It's like identitarianism is the left identitarian fascist authoritarians are the SJWs, and the ones on the right are the alt-right. So, I mean, it's like identitarianism is really the problem, and it's also thanks, Internet, for
allowing these people to
gather and communicate.
And group up and make it seem as if there are more of them than there are, like, reasonable people.
Yeah.
And
most
squeaky,
people are sick of them. I think 90% of our population is tired of political correctness. It's a ridiculously high number.
It's not so much political correctness, so to speak, so much as it is the people who take it too far. We're tired of, like, you shouldn't be able to say, hey, boy, you know, to a black person or darkie or
something. Well, you should be allowed to say it, but you should you should understand that you could take an ass kicking for that.
Right.
And
you're fair. Freedom of speech and such.
Freedom of speech is fine.
Also freedom of consequences.
I think so. And I think that, you know, we're just in such a police state that people don't want to take responsibility for the things they say. So if that means you got to take an ass kicking.
Which brings me to my next thing that pisses me off. Keyboard warriors. All of a sudden you've got, because of the people who on the internet who think they're Billy Badass. Oh, bring it on. Oh, I'll fight you. Come to my house. I'll fight you. Like, do you know, you don't know who anybody is. First of all, would you be challenging random people to fights and duels because they're being an asshole in line at 7-Eleven? Probably not.
No.
You might say a snide comment, maybe, because you are that kind of person, perhaps. Or you're just going to be like, you know what, that person's fucking crazy. I'm just getting myself a Chorito and a Big Gulp. I'm going to let him go ahead and be crazy to the cashier, and then I'm going to pay my $2 and leave.
Hmm. Yeah, I'm not a fan of the clicktivism or the keyboard warriors. Snowflakes on both sides of the... I just want to say internet politics, number one. Internet politics in general is annoying. So clicktivism, internet politics, but more importantly, it keeps coming in my head, and I'm about to explode on it, and then it escapes because I think I'm trying not to take over this podcast with the amount of anger I have for certain things on the internet.
I didn't know that this was the Drew Rage aside. All right, so what is it? What is it?
I'm not ready yet. It's left my brain, man. I was thinking internet. Oh.
Man, you are so pissed
internet,
off.
Internet people that watch one YouTube video and hear him talking about something that they consider to be a philosophy, and then it's just being taken out of. And one is the internet's not misunderstanding, inability to comprehend Latin, which I never even took. So the language of Latin, where people make up their, like, they hear it in John Wick, excommunicado. Isn't that not a Latin term at all? Isn't it?
Well, I mean, it depends. So, X is from, yex, yeah. From or by. It was used for several different prepositions, but it was mostly from.
Yeah.
Then communicata, I wouldn't recall, so I wouldn't know definitely, because that isn't
so
anything that sticks out.
Being excommunicated is one thing.
Yeah, excommunicated is different.
But the actual term of, it's like something non grata, what is it? It's... I don't know. I just know that when people say terms like excommunicado, it's like you clearly don't understand any...
When they say it like that, it sounds like they're doing a Harry Potter spell. Well, because a lot of
exactly.
Harry Potter spells...
It's broken Latin.
Yeah, it's like bastardized Latin. It's like, oh, that's almost Latin. But, or it's like, oh, man, it's like if you brought somebody in who is Protestant to listen to a couple of Catholic masses.
So internet pseudo-intellectuals.
Yes, there are a bunch of those people.
There's too many of them. And I think there's like one where like somebody is an expert in a subject, or maybe not even an expert, but high regarded in, let's say, the field of psychology.
Okay.
Don't want to say his name, but it sounds a lot like Jordan Peterson. Oh, wait, that's his name. So anyway, so this guy has a very good self-help book. He has very good, like, good, concepts when it comes to psychology and improving your life, right? Like self-help, behavioral psychology, clean your room first, right? Just little things, right? Be the master of your own domain before you can think you can understand the world. But somehow people fall in because this motherfucker's read a few books by Joseph Campbell. And so he talks like he's Joseph Campbell half the time and people really like him. And then he has zero understanding of what postmodernism is. And he says it's all cultural Marxist, it's all this other shit, and it's like, that's not even a thing. Like, oh, the SJWs are just postmodern nihilists. And it's like, man, like, you're just saying words that make you sound smart, and half the time you're just busy trying to make sure Dave Rubin doesn't look as stupid as he actually is. So, fuck those guys. I'm tired of them, and then, you know what? I've shit on the left for so long that it's not even fun to shit on them. It's so easy, but man, these new figures that are figureheads of the right or cultural icons on the internet now, fuck them. I'm sick of them. They disgust me mainly because their fans are so insufferable. And then these guys, good for them because they can rake in $70,000 a month from Patreon. And then they say, oh, we're going to create our own thing now. And we think this money from Patreon is icky, blah, blah, blah. So that's another thing. Patreon, fuck you guys. Most of your shit sucks.
I like Patreon because I think it's a good way for people to support their favorite people, because there's a lot of people on YouTube who get demonetized for one reason or another through trivial shit, because one person files a copyright claim that's bullshit and it takes them 6 months before it gets cleared up. So that video is demonetized for the entire time.
That's something else that bothers me, is that YouTube doesn't have to pay you anything. They're publishers. They lose money every month. They can just afford to because it's Google. That money's not going to be around. Listen, nobody is sitting. I know they have their own board now because Alphabet's the main company.
Can you get to your point a little faster?
Yeah,
please?
Nobody's sitting in the room saying, how can we pay our content creators more money?
No, no. And the thing is, though, they do their best to exploit people. So this year they had a YouTube award, and they do it every year for the best YouTube channels and things. And they do this big thing, and they have all these videos, and they make it this big extravaganza like it's the fucking Oscars, and they do like a video with their top stars, and oh look, Ninja was in a video about Fortnite. Who fucking cares? And I hate that shit more than anything because they're riding these people and fucking them over to the nth degree. These are content creators who have to work pretty hard to put out their videos. A lot of them, though, are fucking clickbaits. If you look at the top YouTube people, there's a bunch of motherfucking gross people who are catering to the fucking lowest denominator. You've got these people who, oh, kissing my real sister on the lips. For 10,000 clicks and likes and retweets and scribes and hit that like button and hit that alert button. And they are fucking not producing content whatsoever. These people are simply clickbait whores who fucking cater to fucking this lowest denominator, like I said. Like,
but that's,
idiots.
I mean, but that's mostly the internet.
I know, and that's what disgusts me about it. So you've got actual...
What disgusts me about the internet is
the
people.
What bothers me is that when somebody shows a clip of one of these people and shits on them, that person then responds to YouTube with a copyright infringement. Keeping in mind, it's, let's say, 6 seconds or less. So it's not really anything...
Well, a lot of people don't understand fair use. So the biggest thing I get is demonetization, demonetized, and a lot of that is just because of the ad revenues, and people want brand safe advertising, and ultimately, like, there's no one content creator, even PewDiePie, that could really stick it to YouTube because they're making about $8 billion a year, and not one person is even worth a fraction.
Right.
So, yeah, I mean, they're worth a fraction, but not a very big fraction.
And it's true. Like, let's say somebody like PewDiePie, like you said, went out, made his own channel, and that was it. That would be it. Like, you know, he would still get his people. He'd still get his subscribers. He'd still get his views, and he'd still sell his ad. And he'd probably make more if he did his own channel that way. It's probably true. But YouTube wouldn't care. You're absolutely correct.
They just don't care. They don't... all these advertisers, they really don't have any... moral claims. They just don't want to deal with bullshit. There's really no plan to like silence conservatives. It's just the fact that the crazy SJWs or whatever,
I don't know what that has to do with,
are just more annoying because that's who, like, the big ad apocalypse with Vox putting pressure, and all these people just got demonetized last weekend.
A bunch of people have been getting demonetized.
No, but it's mainly because people know how to talk the ad language and say, oh, well, this is now no longer brand safe. And it's like, well, look, YouTube never owed you any money. Like, no. they never had to pay you anything.
Well, the difference is, as well, in fair use. I mean, you can show a 6 second clip without fair using somebody, unless your entire clip was only 6 seconds because you're on fucking Vine. But I mean, Vine is one of those things that was here and then gone like a fart in the wind.
Yeah.
So it's the same thing. And I hope TikTok goes that way because it's the same bullshit.
I don't even know, but I mean, you can show, I mean, you can show more. I mean, you can show more. It's just making it, if we were doing commentary over it, then it's fine.
Well, I understand that. I'm just saying this is one of the things that kills me. I mean, so these giant fucking YouTube who don't create any real content, they only, you know, do stuff. And who knows if it's the person's sister if he's kissing. Who knows if it's his mother who he's kissing on the lips and giving the tongue to for his, you know, 50 million fucking views and likes and subs. But it's vile. It's terrible. And it's fake. And these people need to be beaten to an inch of their life instead of brought up and you know, put on a pedestal. And a lot of these people who get so big are fucking catering to children. Like, they're specifically doing, like, children's YouTube shows. I have seen people now recently, as I've started to see...
A lot of them are European.
No. I don't. The viewers or the
content creators? Producers. Like, there's... I was at my buddy's house, and his son was watching some nonsense, and it was just like, hey, we're coloring in our own picture. Hey, look at us. Who's going to... Let's all vote on it. Ah.
I see people doing stuff with Roblox and stuff, and I see these people who make just voices that just pierce through your skull, and they get into your brain, and then they take your brain, they put it in a blender, and then they blend your brain up, and then when that's done, what they do is they pour it down a clogged toilet and let it do its power wash thing to unclog the toilet. That's how bad these things are.
Mm.
But yeah, I see these things and people are watching them nonstop and they have 50 million, 60 million views and subscribers. I'm like, oh my God, I didn't realize that YouTube was mostly viewed by children.
Yeah, I would say it is. Which, yeah, I mean, that's just kind of, that's another thing. Fuck you, parents.
That's what I was going to say next. Fuck you, parents, using YouTube and any other form of the internet channels to parent your kids while you fucking sleep an extra hour or don't want to fucking parent. You can't just say, okay, well, here you go. At least on television, people could look on television and, you know, they'd get Mr. Rogers or they'd have, you know, any number of other things that were going on PBS in the morning that were good for children, like Sesame Street and Dora and, you know, Elmo and all sorts of crap. But it was at least good for kids.
I think what we need is just send your kids outside, say play and be nice to one another. And then we do the Grammy policy. Anybody that tattletales gets in trouble. But guess what? No. You got tattletailed on. You get in trouble, too, and you guys need to talk it out.
To an extent, yes, and to an extent, no. I think that's good, but I also think, I mean, you want to educate them, and granted, that is educating them in socializing. There's so many people who aren't socialized anymore. Do you think that there are more autistic people now, or do you think there's more bad parents that are causing things now that make people diagnose people who are socially awkward and who have social disorders because they weren't properly trained as being diagnosed that way?
Yeah, I'd go with number two.
You see, I'm not an expert. I don't know. I haven't done any studies. I'm just doing some sort of knee-jerk reaction.
No, I would just say it's pretty logical to see that.
There's a lot of bad parents now. People who are bribing their kids. People who won't... This doesn't even have to do with the internet. This is just now being raged. And it goes back and forth with it. But people who just don't take care of their kids. They bribe their kids. They want to be their best friend. You're not going to be their best friend. What you're going to be is you're going to be their best bitch.
It's true. What else do you hate about the internet?
Another thing. Let's see. We had the challenges. We had. What I hate is certain memes and certain GIFs that get overused.
I hate that people get on the internet like Facebook and think that their opinion finally matters. And it never did, and it never will.
I mean, that's essentially what we're doing right now, though.
Hey.
But we know our opinion doesn't matter.
Yeah, I'm not trying to play any games. You know, this is just what I'm doing to deal with, and I'm not getting on Facebook to tell somebody how much I know.
I don't have a Facebook anymore, and one of the reasons why, which goes back to the internet thing, is I am somebody who has friends all over the political spectrum, and the thing is, I like that. I don't want to have somebody who only, or a friend, or anybody else close to me, whose opinion I value, who I know is an intelligent person, who I know thinks things through. I don't want somebody just telling me the same thing every single day. I don't want them just telling me what I want to think. I want somebody who's going to challenge me. I want someone who's going to present a different viewpoint than I've heard before, because I've grown a lot from that. I've understood things better that way.
So you don't like that the internet creates echo chambers?
I don't like that. But going back to what I said with Facebook, though, is because I have this wide range of friends, I had a friend once post something on my Facebook saying something about something political. And then one of my other friends on the other side of the spectrum responded with, oh, well, you think this. And then they go back and forth and they create this giant argument amongst themselves, going back and forth on my page, which I haven't responded to whatsoever, arguing with each other and calling names and being insulting. And then they both say to me later, I can't believe you're friends with somebody like that. How can you possibly be friends with somebody like that? And I said, it's very simple, because even if I don't agree with somebody, I like to hear their views, because there's always something I can learn and there's always something I can understand from them.
Yes. So you hate Facebook?
I hate Facebook. I hate the drama that it causes.
There you go. Yeah, I mean, 7% of our communication is words, and that's all you can do on Facebook. But I mean, YouTube creates echo chambers too. I mean, it's the derivative. It's
a lot of places.
I think what I hate about the internet is its biggest business model is anger.
That's very true.
And it's like, because if you're mad, you're going to click longer and you're going to stay around longer. It's the same thing, like, you know, more of Howard Stern's listeners would that hated him listen longer than the ones that that liked him.
Yeah.
Because he wanted to hear what awful thing he was going to say next.
Yeah, that you make a great point, actually. It is an anger factory, and it creates more anger. And I think it's kind of the reason why, and people will say, oh, well, it's because of Trump, and it's because of this. But let's be real. Let's look back to Barack Obama. Things were pretty split. And then before then with Bush, like, nobody was more split than Bush prior to then. And nobody was more split prior. It's just ever since the internet has really taken off, it has really caused things to...
I mean, sometimes people either get too woke or they take too many red pills, you know.
It's just that things have become more divisive and people aren't communicating. They're not genuinely communicating.
No, they talk people at are attacking. Each other.
Yeah, they're talking at each other. But again, it goes back to that keyboard warrior thing. Like, if I was having a discussion with somebody and they started yelling at me in public... like that, most people would say, well, what the fuck is that person's problem if they're watching or listening? Up until recently, anyway. But it used to be shunned upon. Now it's starting to become more acceptable.
Yes, sir. Well, we got a minute and a half left.
All right, well, in this last minute and a half, what we'd like to recap are, dear internet, some things that the samples would like to have changed. One, please be nicer. Two, please create things worth creating. Three, you are not the only opinion in the room, and your opinion does not make it correct. And finally, if you're ever not sure if you should log on or log off, just remember to keep it simple.